Welcome to the India FinTech Diaries, the only podcast focused exclusively on the Indian FinTech market. I'm Elroy.
And I'm Hemant. In each episode, we dive into the latest trends, ideas, innovations, business models, and personalities that are shaping India's FinTech landscape.
We also invite amazing guests who are innovators and industry players that are driving the change that is helping make financial services more modern, innovative, and inclusive in India. Come join us as we explore the changing landscape of FinTech in India. Welcome back to India FinTech Diaries, your go-to show for all things Indian FinTech. I'm Elroy, your host, and in today's episode, we will delve into the fascinating world of trade receivables discounting. Joining us is a special guest, Lakshmi Ravindran, the Chief Operating Officer at InvoiceSmart. Welcome to the show, Lakshmi.
Thank you, Elroy.
Lakshmi, let's begin by understanding some of the basics. Can you explain to us what trade receivables discounting actually is and how it benefits MSMEs?
Sure. First, let me thank you, Elroy, for having InvoiceSmart and allowing me to represent InvoiceSmart on this platform. We are here, obviously, today to talk about TReDS, which is an evolving concept in the digital marketplace. Just to specify, TReDS is spelled as TReDS. It's actually an abbreviation for Trade Receivable Discounting System. Now, I'll just explain to you in terms of the genesis and also what is it about. Trade Receivable Discounting System is actually an online marketplace which helps MSMEs in India monetize their domestic invoices in actually a time-bound manner so that they are able to actually get their receivables converted into cash and pump it back into the business. So the underlying issue or the problem that we are trying to solve through this marketplace is ensuring an MSME is able to convert its receivables quickly into cash, which thereby solves their delayed payments problem, which is quite prevalent in the country, and also giving them access to credit at extremely competitive rates. Right. So this is actually a RBI licensed model. So we are a company who's actually got a license from RBI to set up this platform. And obviously trying to ensure there is financial inclusion of MSME across the country.
Lakshmi, from a size of the market perspective, how large do you think this market is and what is the expected growth rate as far as India is concerned?
Sure. So instead of talking just about TReDS, I will talk about MSME and their access to credit. There are some reports which are dated, however, which talk about this in detail. There was a report of IFC on estimation of debt requirement of MSMEs in India, which got published in November 18. Now, in this report, they talk about how MSMEs lack access to credit and how they use informal channels like moneylenders, brokers, family investment to finance their business. Now, if you see the data that is mentioned in this report, it actually says that the total credit requirement of MSMEs in India is around 36.7 trillion rupees. And out of this, formal sources like banks, NBFCs, small finance, etc. are only financing 10.9 trillion rupees of this. So which means you can see that there's actually more than 25 trillion rupees of deficit that was existing in 2018. Now, assuming things have improved and post-COVID with focus on MSME, that situation has improved. Even if I look at 40% of that data, there is still 10 trillion rupees of financing potential that exists for MSMEs in the country, right? Now, TReDS is focused on one leg of a supply chain transaction, which is invoice financing. And invoices typically come after delivery of goods and services. Mostly the corporates in India are paying their MSMEs with a usage tenor, wherein they agree to pay after a certain period of time. However, what happens is due to issues at the buyer's end, either because liquidity issues or they have their own supply chain to manage, these payments get delayed. Now, as a consequence, what we see is that the payments getting delayed impacts the MSME because the MSME is actually looking for getting the receivables converted into cash and then invested into the business. They have no other financing option. They use this to rotate the funds in the business. And this obviously affects their growth. When they have delayed payments, this reduces their potential to grow. So as per the report published by Deloitte in May 2022, they have estimated that 10.7 lakh crores, which is 5.9% of the GVA of Indian business, is locked up in delayed payments from buyers to MSME suppliers. So this actually gives you an idea of the delayed payment market and also the MSME credit access to credit in India. So these are the two things which you're trying to solve via TReDS.
That's a very interesting problem to try and solve, Lakshmi. Can you also give us a quick overview for the sake of our listeners on the genesis of InvoiceSmart? How did you go about founding the company? And what's the problem that you're looking to solve specifically in this space?
So the background to this actually, I would say, comes from a 100-point program, which was identified by RBI as a way to enable financial inclusion. This actually came out in 2008, where in the report, one of the points that was highlighted was having a digital marketplace, which can give access to credit to MSMEs and solve their delayed payments problem. And obviously in 2013, there was an announcement made by the governor at that time that we are going to set up an electronic bill factoring exchange in India. And in 2014, RBI came up with some draft guidelines on what was called as trade receivable discounting system. They actually encouraged people to apply for a license. As I said, this is a license model. Everybody cannot set up TReDS. You need to have an RBI license to set up TReDS. We are regulated by RBI. We are obviously, we need to follow all the guidelines and are supervised by them. So in 2014, the guidelines were released. One of the entities which decided to apply was Axis Bank, which is our equity stakeholder.
Right.
Axis Bank tied up with M Junction is a joint venture of SAIL and Tata Steel. It is a well-known B2B e-commerce marketplace. So Axis Bank, which is one of the largest private banks in India, I think everybody knows about them, tied up with M Junction and applied for this license. We got this license, in principle license, in 2015. As the concept was new, obviously there was a lot of conceptualization and designing that had to be done. And in 2016, the company was incorporated. We were incorporated as TReDS Limited. A.TReDS Limited is the legal entity name. We also decided to go with a platform name called as InvoiceSmart. So InvoiceSmart is Invoice Marketplace, right? So we are a marketplace for invoices, and that's how the branding was thought of as InvoiceSmart. And the platform went live in July 17. The first transaction actually happened in 2017 on the platform. Now, a little bit more on why TReDS, why did RBI think of this is, everybody is familiar, all businesses are familiar with bill discounting, which they avail from banks, a bilateral limit, where if you have an invoice, you go to the bank and ask for it to be discounted, you're given bill discounted limits. And, you know, it's for a fixed tenor, you discount the bill, and on the due date, you pay the amount to the bank, or the bank debits it from your CC or OD limit. But however, what happens is the bill discounting limit is considered as a part of the lending done to the MSME. There is an assessment done. There are collateral sought by the banks, which is how banks assess their risk model, right? And that is how they lend, which obviously did not ensure that all MSMEs had access to a bill discounting limit. When if you look at it under the bill discounting limit, there is a buyer who's actually taking the responsibility to pay after a certain period of time, after which he has received the goods and services. So essentially, the risk actually is on whether the buyer is going to pay or not. There is no risk on the MSME here because they've already delivered the good and the service, right? So that is how a concept of TReDS came out, that why don't we come up with a product where there can be a risk taken on the buyer, there is no risk on the seller, and why should the seller give additional security when they have an invoice which is there to monetize? An invoice itself is a secured instrument which can be purchased by any bank, and you know, a lending can be done. So RBI came out with some guidelines where they specifically highlighted certain differences compared to a bill discounting limit. One is, as a marketplace, we enable buying and selling of every invoice by different banks. So there is no bilateral over here. Here, the enablement is in such a way that multiple banks can come and buy and sell invoices of the same buyer and seller in a day, in a single day. So it is somewhat similar to a share market where, you know, there's a buying and selling of shares that are happening, right? Yeah. So that was one primary difference thought of. And then the next bit is, how do you then make this different from a builder's counting element and not have banks asking for security, you know, an assessment of the MSME, looking at their credit profile, etc. So here, three different things that were implemented, or I would say was announced as a part of TREDS, is any financing on the marketplace will be without recourse to the MSME. What does that mean? It basically means that anybody who is purchasing an invoice on this platform is taking a risk on the buyer and not on the MSME. So there is no recourse to the MSME. The second important point is the MSME does not have to give any security. The invoice that is actually getting financed is the security over here. So any bank which is, or an NBFC factor, which is financing on this platform, has a complete recourse on the buyer for that invoice. There is no additional security in terms of a check or a personal guarantee or a property or anything that is requested. And the third important thing is there is no assessment done on the MSME. So there is no detailed credit profile or credit assessment done on the MSME. The entire assessment is done on the buyer, where whatever information is available on the buyer is taken from public space or shared with the banks and NBFCs who take a unadvised exposure on the corporate, right?
Right.
These are the three different things compared to a traditional bill discounting, which actually was, you know, defined in TREDS. So this is actually the genesis of TREDS, that while there is factoring and bill discounting existing in the market, it's not taken off. It's not reached every MSME as we anticipated that it will reach. So how do we take this to them? How do we make this different and ensure that every MSME is able to at least monetize their invoices once they have delivered the goods and services? So this is actually the genesis of how TREDS came up, and you know, how the licenses were then, you know, announced and how we set up the marketplace.
Lakshmi, let's imagine that I'm an MSME and I want to introduce a bill for discounting onto the TREDS platform, right? Can you walk me through what is the process that I need to follow?
Sure, we'll do that. Let me just quickly also, before that, tell how the marketplace works, because that will then come to the point of how an MSME can come on board. As I mentioned, this is a marketplace, and I also talked about how there can be many banks. I'll just explain to you, as a marketplace, how do we bring these players together?
Right.
So InvoiceSmart is the marketplace. For us, there are three different types of participants. On one side, we have the MSMEs who are selling goods and services to a certain buyer, right?
Okay.
The second participant is a buyer who's actually sourcing these goods and services from the MSME. And the third bit is what we call as financier, which are the banks and the NBFC factors, which are allowed to come and bid on a TREDS marketplace. So these are the three participants that we have on InvoiceSmart. Now, here, what we need to do, see, as I said, we are actually trying to enable access to credit. At the same time, we are having the banks and the NBFC factors who are regulated entities who are buying and selling on this marketplace, right?
Right.
So there are two things that we enable through this platform. One is, I need to keep registering more and more buyer-seller combinations. So I cannot have only a seller or a buyer, because the way the process works on TREDS is I need both the players on the platform, and I need an investor who is a bank and an NBFC factor. Now, why do I say that I need both an MSME and a buyer? Is the process flow works like this. Once an MSME and a buyer are registered, I'll come back to how they have to register. Once they are registered on the platform, the seller can upload his invoices. Yeah. And we require the buyer to actually come and accept the invoice on the platform, because that is when the financier knows that the buyer has accepted that this goods and service has got delivered to them on in the at their place, right? So the financier, once they see the accepted invoice from a buyer, then decide to bid on that invoice. So we have multiple financiers who can see those invoices and they start placing their bids. And the party who is going to bear the interest, it could be the seller or the buyer, depending on the arrangement that has been agreed between the two players, they will then look at those bids. They actually can see those bids on their screen. They can instantly go and choose the rate that they want. So they can choose the lowest rate which they get on the screen. Once they accept it, that invoice is treated as financed. Now here, as I said, every invoice will have different financiers bidding for it. So in a day, a buyer seller can put, say, 100 invoices, and they can have 40 financiers actually financing it, you know, through the day. It doesn't have to be a single financier who's actually funding each of those invoices.
Right. Right.
So it is like a real-time marketplace where the seller and the buyer transact. Now, the reason I said I need the buyer on the platform is because if the goods and services are delivered to the buyer, the financier has no way of confirming whether it's delivered at the premises of the buyer. They need also the buyer to come and accept on the platform to create a liability. If you remember, I said that it is without recourse to the MSME and it is actually a risk being taken on the buyer, which is why we have both the seller and the buyer registered on the platform. So typically if an MSME approaches us and tells us that they want to register, we actually have a process of ensuring we collect KYC documents from them because we are facilitating financing from banks and NBFCs who are also regulated and we ourselves are regulated. We actually do this KYC on behalf of all the investors on our platform. It is a one-time registration process where we collect these documents from the MSME. And then we also execute an agreement with the MSME where we do this on behalf of, again, one for the platform and also on behalf of the financiers who are investing on the platform. So once both these two are completed, we request the MSME to also share their Udyam registration certificate. Now, Udyam registration certificate, as you all are aware, that since 2020 is a document that has been issued by the Government of India, which the MSME can provide to confirm their MSME criteria. So this is a prerequisite for any MSME to register on the platform. We do have a registration process of the buyer too. Once both the parties are registered, they get access to the platform.
Yeah.
There is a linkage done between the seller and the buyer, and then the transactions can start as and when we know that the investors are ready to bid on these particular buyer. So this is how an MSME can come on board and start transacting. So also, I'd just like to add that because we have both these participants who are required to do a transaction, as a platform, we actually are talking to both these players at all points of time and trying to get more and more of these players registered on the platform. So I can't just have a buyer. Once I have a buyer, I need them to connect me to their MSME so that I get them on board. And once I know an MSME is there and if they have a particular buyer, they will connect me to the buyer and get the buyer on board. So this is how we are actually building on the number of participants on the platform as of today.
Very interesting, Lakshmi. Lakshmi, the other question I had on this was, what is the process of digitization of these invoices? Because I'm assuming that you would need to convert the physical invoices that are typically there, right, with MSMEs into some form of a digital form to be able to be traded on the TReDS platform.
Right. So here, I mean, we do accept e-invoices. As of today, the MSME can upload the invoice in the form they have, which is an e-invoice or a PDF copy. However, we also do integration with the buyers. So what happens is, as I said, if I have a buyer, I have hundreds of their sellers also coming in, right? So we integrate with the buyer's system and enable the data to come from there.
Okay.
We are obviously also looking to see how we can start pulling the GST data, but that discussion is really at a very initial level right now. Here, currently, we actually work with a lot of buyers where we integrate with their systems and the invoice data flows from there for these MSMEs. So the MSME doesn't have to get into the trouble of integrating or, you know, uploading. As it stands today, the MSME, if they have an e-invoice, they can actually just come and upload that. They don't need to worry about any form of technical integration or a software that they have to upload onto their platform.
Very interesting, Lakshmi. Lakshmi, also, could you shed some light on the typical economics of this platform for all the participants that are involved, including InvoiceSmart?
Sure. So as a marketplace, we are connecting three players, the MSMEs, their buyers, and getting investors to come and bid on the platform. As of today, we actually have most of the public sector, private sector, and MNC banks on the platform. So we have around 57 plus investors on the platform. As I said, we do registration of the buyers and sellers. For this purpose, we follow the KYC guidelines. We either use digital enablers like video KYC e-signing and, you know, various right. other validations to verify the documents that they provide. We also have representatives traveling to their premises to do offline registration and, you know, do the validation at their premises. This registration involves a certain cost. So we do charge a basic one-time registration cost from MSMEs or the buyer.
Okay.
After that, the enabling of transactions, we basically facilitate these entire bidding that happens on the platform. So there is a transaction charge that we charge for every transaction that happens on the platform. So this is one bit. And yes, I mean, we have now grown quite a bit and we've been in existence for more than 6 years. So we do have an annual maintenance charge, which we, you know, post intimating the customer's charge, depending on in what stage the customer is on the platform. So this is the economics involved. There is a basic one-time registration charge, which is actually a very basic amount for an MSME. It's around, you know, 3,000 plus taxes. It's a one-time charge that is given. And we do have transaction charges. Transaction charges typically depends on the credit profile of the buyer and, you know, how much limits we are able to facilitate on the platform. And the annual maintenance charge, as I mentioned, depends on the life of the customer on my platform and how much they have transacted and, you know, how long they've been with us. So this is the model for Threads and the various way, you know, charges that are involved for anybody to transact on the platform.
And Lakshmi, since you've been in business for some time, right, can you share some insights on the platform's progress so far and the traction you've seen?
Sure. Actually, before that, I actually also wanted to point out a couple of things which I probably must have missed in my earlier question.
Sure.
One important thing for a financier on this platform, when I mean financier, it's the banks and the NBFC factors, is that they get priority sector lending benefit for every invoice that they finance on Threads. So that's an important point. That is how the pricing gets very competitive on the platform over here. And if you remember, I was talking about the MSME ID Act, where the MSMEs need to get paid within 45 days. So we actually ensure that every invoice that comes on the platform are paid within 45 days. So no invoice comes on the platform and get financed after the 45th day. So the MSME has to get money on 45th day in their account. So that is how we are actually helping the buyers also, you know, meet the compliance of ensuring that they pay their MSMEs within the 45-day timeline that is set by the Act. Now, in terms of coming to our platform and how we have grown, as I said, we were set up in 2017. That's when we did our first transaction. The volumes were initially growing slowly. We kind of had, I think, around 40 participants at the end of that year who had done around, I could say, I think 300, 400 crores transactions we had done.
Okay.
However, what brought a change was in 2018, there was an announcement by Government of India where they made a notification that all companies above 500 crores turnover, the corporates in India, and all CPSEs and PSUs need to be registered on Threads. So post that announcement, we saw a huge number of corporates registering on the platform. And obviously, once they were on the platform, there were several of them who started transacting. So volumes started picking up. However, we were then hit by COVID, right? And COVID year saw a slowdown, obviously, because we suddenly had, you know, everybody working from home and even the MSMEs were like not able to understand, you know, how to deliver the goods and services. There was actually a halt to entire business, right, at that point of time. Things started slowly improving. So the year of COVID was a very slow year. However, COVID brought about a revolution in digital infrastructure in India and also adoption of digital platforms. So once things started getting to normal, we started seeing a tremendous growth in volumes. More and more buyers and MSMEs started accepting a digital marketplace. They were willing to do, you know, get registered using digital enablers, the acceptance of e-sign and video KYC. And obviously, there was a lot of regulatory support and government push towards digitization, right?
Right.
So we started seeing volumes go up. We kind of doubled volumes in the last 2 years. We did around 5,000 crores in 2021, March, right? However, I have done 28,000 crores in last financial year. So you can see how the volumes have actually gone up. And the number of participants also today, I have more than 20,000 MSMEs on my platform. And I have more than 1,300, 400 buyers who are registered. And every month we are seeing more and more buyers getting activated. When I mean activated, registration is one bit, but until you do a transaction, you're not activated. Until you start making payments to your MSMEs through the platform, we don't treat it as an activation. So every month we are seeing more and more buyers coming in. So I would say that the last 2 years post-COVID, has been a tremendous change and growth for Threads and InvoiceSmart. So we obviously are now doing a monthly volume of 3,000 crores plus on the platform. And when I say 3,000 crores, it is not just a single buyer or a seller. We actually have, I can tell you that we don't have more than 10% of the volume coming from a single buyer on the platform, which means that is the diverse base on which the financing is happening. And obviously, we are looking to, with various regulatory changes that have been announced recently and a lot of government support and push on Threads, we are expecting volumes to, once again, grow significantly in the current financial year. What I would also like to add here is, I talked about the digital infrastructure and enablers and government push and regulatory support. We also have been going around to various forums and talking about Threads, because even today, knowledge of Threads needs to be spread. So we have been participating in several forums with associations, local chambers, and very important MSME events that are happening across the country, and talking about Threads, which has helped us also reach MSMEs across the country. So today I'm actually dealing with MSMEs across 3,000 pin codes in the country, which is, 1,000 plus cities in the country. And I am a digital marketplace. I don't have physical presence anywhere in the country. I'm on the internet only. So this actually probably will give you an idea of the reach and the growth of InvoiceSmart and Threads over the last 2 years.
Lakshmi, that's an incredible growth story. Lakshmi, looking ahead, I had two specific questions for you, right? One is, just wanted to get a general sense and outlook of trade receivables discounting as a sector per se and not specifically restricted to Threads. How do you look at that growing in the near future or near or distant future? And the second question I also had was, from an innovation standpoint, what are some of the interesting innovative things that you're doing at InvoiceSmart?
So let me take the second one first, because when you're talking about volumes, it could come from those parts too.
Sure.
So I mentioned about some recent RBI announcements that were made. So the announcements actually were about three things, and these are particular to Threads. The announcements were that as marketplace, we are allowed to set up a secondary marketplace. So as of today, I'm dealing with a primary marketplace. And I can actually set up a secondary marketplace for Threads. Okay. The second bit that they announced was about how trade credit insurance is now allowed on Threads, and I can register insurance companies as the fourth participant.
Okay.
Other bit which they announced was that NBFCs, I mentioned financiers, which are banks and NBFC factors. In India, NBFC factors are the ones who are allowed to come and bid on Threads. 2 years before, there was an announcement that NBFCs will also be allowed. However, they have to apply to RBI for COR, which is when they will be allowed to bid on Threads. So they once again reiterated that, whichever companies are eligible, there are conditions defined in that circular that was announced as to what are the conditions that the NBFC has to meet to get that COR. And once they get that, they are actually allowed to register with Threads. Now, since December 22, we have at least, six entities which have got the COR who are NBFCs, which will now start actively participating on Threads. Now, you asked me a question that how is Threads expected to grow and, what are the innovations that are going to come in? Innovations in this space is restricted to what RBI allows us, because as I said, we are regulated. So we need RBI to allow us to add in these things that I spoke about.
Right.
Now, with the secondary market coming in, we expect this increase in the investor participation because there are smaller banks and all that who want to move out the portfolio quicker and sell it to the larger banks and then bid further again on TREDS. So this obviously will enable more liquidity into the TREDS ecosystem. When I talk about credit insurance, what has happened is on TREDS, because it is an unadvised limit and it was an evolving marketplace, banks and NBFC factors have, taken exposure on a decent credit profile customer. However, if you see the MSMEs supply to corporates who are very moderate credit profile and who themselves are having a lot of liquidity yeah. problems, with the NBFCs coming in, with more and more NBFCs coming in and bidding on the platform and with credit insurance also getting active on TREDS, we expect to deal with that ecosystem too, which means we can cover a larger set of corporates and their MSMEs, right? So because the risk appetite in that segment is different and that risk appetite is something that an NBFC can consume, unlike a bank in India. And obviously with credit insurance coming in, it is an added, it's an underwriting which is being done for the risk that is being taken, which means the investors, which is the financiers, may be willing to take a risk on a moderately credit profile where they have an insurance available. So
right.
these are three things which will come up in the current year. While our current model, which as is, which is existing, is itself on a month-on-month growing, we do expect volumes to be going up significantly this year. As in when these three things also start having an impact, we expect it to go up. Now, I wouldn't be able to give you an exact figure because all these are evolving and
I can understand
how it plays out. However, the full impact of that is expected to be actually seen in the next financial year because all these, the two things I spoke about, secondary market and insurance, we also as marketplace have to create, develop the technology and then take it to the financiers and they would want to probably also test it out. And then once, things get going, it'll start picking up pace. So over this year, we'll probably be testing this and, getting interest generated. By the end of this year, we are looking for, more active participation and adding of TREDS volumes through these new developments too.
It was a pleasure having you on the show, Lakshmi. For our listeners who wanted to learn more about InvoiceSmart, what's the best way to reach out to you or to learn about the firm?
So we have a dedicated help desk. We have a website. What I would encourage our listeners to do is go to our website, www.invoicesmart.com. You can go through the platform website to understand and then reach out to our help desk number. We have a dedicated team who actually answer these same queries that MSMEs have. We also have relationship managers across the country who will, once you have your initial queries addressed and you're ready to register, they will come to your premises or enable your registration. So I would encourage that, just drop in a mail to us and we'll have somebody reach out to you and talk to you about TREDS and address all your queries.
Fantastic. We'll include those contact details in the show notes. Thanks once again for joining us today and sharing insights, Lakshmi.
Thank you, Elroy. Thank you for this opportunity. And I hope the listeners have a better understanding of TREDS and we are able to reach a larger audience, through the listeners on this show.
Definitely. That concludes another exciting episode of India FinTech Diaries. Remember to visit our website, indiafintechdiaries.com, for exclusive content. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our Substack newsletter for in-depth fintech analysis. Until next time, stay safe and keep exploring the world of fintech.